You're listening to the Dungeons, Dragons, and Psychology Podcast.
Ah, the excitement of stat generation, the anticipation of breathing life into a brand new persona. For many of us, creating a character sheet for a role-playing game is the first step of an epic journey. Picking the perfect background and backstory and character class and character name. It's a process that sparks our imagination and fills us with a sense of possibility of what is to come. But what if I told you there was another character sheet waiting to be filled out for you, one that holds the key to unlocking your own potential and embarking on a real life adventure? I'm Robert Walker, author of Session Zero, the DMG to writing great campaigns in any system, and this is my show where I teach collaborative storytellers how to have more immersive campaigns using psychology. And today we're going to be taking the thrill of character creation and applying it to your own life. Now, we've already started this process, and I've given you the introduction of leveling up in real life, but in order to do that, we're going to be crafting a special real-life character sheet, a roadmap to becoming the hero of your own story. I'm going to guide you through every step from choosing your class and setting your goals. And as I talked about, we're going to go over each class individually so that you know how you're going to level up in the class that you chose. Our first class that we're going to focus on will be the episode on Fighter that we're going to be doing next, but today we're going to focus on that character sheet. Now, before we delve into the nitty-gritty, go ahead and grab a pencil and a scrap of paper, or ideally, you can check out the show notes in this episode, and there will be a link to download the character sheet that I have created for your own personal character sheet. Or you can head over to my website, www.dungeonsdragonpsychology.com, and you can download the free character sheet. This is going to be your companion to level up in real life as we go along over the next, 12 episodes as we examine this whole process. So first, if you get that character sheet link pulled up, or you download it and print it out and fill it out just like a regular character sheet, then we'll be ready to move on with this process. Otherwise, you can also just do this on a piece of paper. You can do all of the things I'm talking about just by jotting this down on a trusty pen and paper or in a journal, like I mentioned in the previous episode. But start notating this information. And we'll start by jumping into the core elements of your character sheet. First off, I want you to choose a character name. It's not just any name. It's the moniker of your incredible persona that you're going to become. It's a nickname with a hidden meaning, or a brand new name that embodies your aspirations. Pick something that inspires you, something that whispers of the hero that you want to become. Next, you want to select your class. This is the archetype that's representing the skills you want to develop. So do you want to develop personal fitness and health like the fighter, or the persuasive power and cunning of a rogue, perhaps the zen clarity and physical prowess of the monk, or maybe the creativity of the bard? It doesn't really matter what class you're going to level up in. Think of which class is going to align with the things that you want to improve in your own life. Now, you can wait until the episode has been released for what class you want to level up in, or you can just go ahead and get started right now and say, hey, this is what I want to focus on. You can also do multiple classes at a time. There's nothing holding you back from every episode that we go into looking at something about that class and the leveling up process of that class that you can use to improve your own daily life. So, have a concept in mind and start filling out this character sheet. But as you go along and as we release more of these episodes, feel free to change what you're doing or to do multiples at the same time. You're just bettering yourself. You don't have to stay to a single lane. You can do that in multiple. Think of it as like the old school gestalt characters where you would level up multiple classes at the same time each time you leveled up, or you would combine classes into a single one. You'd gain abilities from multiple classes and all that. So feel free to do that if you wish, or feel free to wait until the episode for your specific class comes out and just follow along with that. It's fine with me. All I want for you to do is follow this process somehow and have the ability to improve something in your life that you're interested in improving. So now with that character sheet, let's talk about your starting ability scores. These are the various areas of your life translated to real life skills relevant to your chosen class. Now, I want you to go ahead and set your abilities for every stat. Start with them all, and I'm going to suggest a basic range of 9 to 11 as your initial scores. And the reason for this is, if you remember from third edition D&D, or I assume probably still in fifth edition D&D, this concept exists as well, where the typical human, the average human, is going to have a range of about 9 to 11 as a base stat value for a commoner. These are not your non-heroic characters. This is just what an average person existing day-to-day is going to have in most stats. They're in that range of average. So I would say set yourself to start somewhere in that range. Now, if a stat feels like it's something that you are particularly lacking in, for example, if you start with strength and you say to yourself, well, now I know I have not focused on my fitness, I have not focused on my strength, I don't ever go to the gym, I know that I'm not as strong as many people, you might want to set yourself at a 9 and say, okay, my starting point is on the lower end of average. Or if you are already somebody who has a fitness routine, you do some weightlifting, you do some running, you feel like for most people you're sort of ahead of the curve, then set yourself at an 11. You have a greater starting base than somebody who doesn't have that. But if you just sort of feel like you're in the middle, then set your stats to 10. Like, I would not hesitate to set your starting stats at 10 all the way across the board. Now, if you look at something like intelligence, perhaps say you feel like you haven't learned as many things as you want, set yourself at a 9. If you feel like, okay, well, I've got a graduate degree, set yourself at an 11. Now, you could go ahead and dive into each of these stats, these abilities, a little bit deeper and come up with a system on your own that says, okay, I want to set it higher and higher or lower and lower and be more specific about what your stats are. There are online tests that you can go on and you can take and they will set your stats. But I want to focus on growth. And because I want you to focus on growth, I would say start with a base stat and have somewhere to go to improve. So if you set yourself at a 9 to 11, you know, okay, I have a range of improvement that can be made. And here's the cool part. The goal of this whole process is to increase these scores as you complete the challenges and achieve your goals along the way. So as we go along, each level up milestone in the adventure, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, will represent a +1 increase to your primary and your secondary abilities for your class. For example, if you're leveling up as a fighter, you would be focusing primarily on strength as your primary stat, your primary ability, and constitution as your secondary. They are the martial master. So fighters are known for combat, their strength, their endurance. As a fighter in real life, you're going to be cultivating strength through physical training and stamina through a focus on cardiovascular health and stress management. So let's just look very quickly at the primary and secondary abilities that I have set up for each of these classes as we're going to be leveling up. Now, the reason they might be slightly different from what you're used to seeing in the player's handbooks and the Dungeon Master's guides is because I want each class to have a unique combination of what the primary and secondary abilities are going to be so that you can focus on two independent tasks as you're leveling up in a class. So like I said, for fighter, strength as the primary, constitution as the secondary. For monk, wisdom as the primary, dexterity as the secondary. Barbarian, strength as the primary, wisdom as the secondary. The wizard, intelligence as the primary, dexterity as the secondary. The Warlock is going to be Charisma as the primary, Constitution as the secondary. The Cleric, Wisdom will be primary, Strength will be secondary. For the Rogue, Dexterity will be primary, Intelligence will be secondary. For the Paladin, Strength will be primary, Charisma will be secondary. For the Bard, Charisma will be primary, Dexterity secondary. For the Ranger, we would have Dexterity as the primary and Strength as the secondary. And for the Druid, Wisdom as the primary and Intelligence as the secondary. So think about those things. Think about which combination of abilities you would like to increase, and that will give you an idea of which episode you're going to want to focus on most for your leveling up process. One of those might stand out to you right away and be really exciting to you, and maybe a couple of them are. Feel free to overlap. If you wanted to, say, focus on Strength and Wisdom and Dexterity, maybe you want to focus on Barbarian and Monk at the same time. Or if you wanted to focus on Strength and Constitution and Dexterity, you could do Fighter Monk or any combination of these as like a gestalt path. Feel free to do that. I'm not going to say only choose one. Absolutely, if you want to further improve your skills and develop your abilities, absolutely delve into that and take this as far as you want. If you want to try and level up all of your stats at the same time, all of your abilities at the same time, I'm all for that. Anything that's going to help you improve your life and be happier with who you are as a human being, do it. Go all out. Go all for it. I will give you one class at a time and take what you want from it and adapt it to your own process. This is all about your adventure anyway, so use it however you wish. So after getting those starting stats set, your starting ability scores placed across your character sheet there, you'll move on to the skill section. Now here, you're going to see primary and secondary skills, and there's like four lines for each skill section that are there for you to fill out. Now, these are going to identify 2 to 4 specific skills that will contribute directly to your primary and secondary ability scores. For example, a fighter and your primary focus on strength might be, the skill I want to work on is a deadlift or a bench press. That is a real world skill that is directly related to the ability of strength, and it is something that you can focus on. Another example might be for a bard. A skill could be perform, and you want to say perform guitar. It is a real life skill that would represent charisma and be something that you can work on and improve to increase that ability. So these are the building blocks that are going to help you level up your core ability. Think of what skills do you want to acquire or improve or master, learn for the first time, that are related to your primary and secondary abilities. And then we're going to go into how we're going to do that. Now, the way you're going to do that, once you've identified 2 to 4 specific skills that will contribute to your abilities, is you're going to create the secret sauce of the character sheet. These are your SMART goals. SMART goals are your ultimate goal-setting tools. If you don't know what SMART goals are, once again, they are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So let's set a SMART goal really quick. Let's just do an example one, because they are on your character sheet there. You will have a place to list what the SMART goal is and a place to list all of the specifics of it. Is it specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound? So let's look at an example SMART goal for the deadlift. So that is a skill that you can make a SMART goal around, and that's the whole point. You're going to choose your abilities. You're going to have skills that you have chosen that will represent the abilities, and then you will have SMART goals on how to improve those skills that will improve those stats. So a fighter wants to increase their deadlift. Maybe they want to significantly increase the weight they can lift with proper form. So here's how they would do it. First, specific. I will increase my one rep max deadlift by 10% within the next 3 months. Measurable. You can track the deadlift weight on a workout log after each deadlift session. You have a way of measuring improvement on the skill. Achievable. You want to incorporate progressive overload by gradually increasing the weight lifted each week while maintaining proper form. And it is only a 10% increase in weight, which can be a lot, but over 3 months, a 10% increase is achievable. Now, if you had set your specific goal as I want to increase my max deadlift by, 200% within the next 3 months, probably not achievable. For most people, depending on how low you're starting, like maybe if your starting weight was 5 pounds, yeah, you could do that. But realistically, you need to make sure that it is an achievable goal. So think about that. Is the goal that you're setting something that you will actually have the ability to succeed at? Next, is it relevant? Yes, a stronger deadlift does improve overall strength. It improves pulling power. It's a skill. It has various benefits as a fitness goal. So it is definitely relevant to the skill and to the ability. And is it time bound? Yes, it is. You set that this goal will be achieved within the next 12 weeks. So it has all of those things. If you have a SMART goal that fuels your deadlift ability, you're going to do the same thing that is going to be for your secondary ability score as well. So creating this specific actionable goal that would contribute to your constitution, if you're leveling up as a fighter, you're going to be working on at least two different things, two different SMART goals at the same time. And as you achieve those, you're going to be increasing your ability score. So great. You've got your starting ability scores. You've got your class figured out. So you know what your primary and your secondary abilities that you're going to work on are. You've got the skills that you're going to use to increase those abilities. You've got SMART goals set for your primary and your secondary ability. There's more. You need to be consistent with your battle plan. So a daily routine that's going to keep you on track. This is where daily habit tracking section comes in onto my character sheet. So here you're going to list the daily actions that you're going to take to reach your SMART goals. For example, in the case of deadlift, you might say workout is one of your daily habits. And then you'll use the habit tracker to track that you're working out every day. Remember, consistency is key, and tiny regular actions compound over time, leading to big results. Finally, we have the benchmark section. This is where you are increasing your scores. Think of these as mini goals on the way to your big SMART goal. So, for example, if you had set a pretty significant goal of maybe right now you can deadlift your body weight. Maybe that's a starting place where you're at right now, and you have this great big SMART goal of, over the next year, increasing your deadlift to deadlifting double your body weight. Now, that would be a pretty huge goal. But when you break that down in the benchmark section, think of each benchmark as 25% of the way towards your goal, or something that signifies you've moved about a quarter of the way to your full goal. So as you write in your benchmark section, write, here's what 25% looks. So on that, trying to move from body weight to double body weight on a deadlift, you would be saying, okay, now I can lift 125% of my body weight. That is my first benchmark. My second benchmark will be 150%, then 175%. And finally, the fourth benchmark, the completion of your SMART goal, would be, now I'm deadlifting double my body weight. Each time you hit a benchmark through your goal following process and through your habit tracking and measuring your SMART goals, each time you hit one of those smaller goals along the way, that's when you get to increase your stat. So you're going to do it just like you do in a D&D game. You're going to have the opportunity to change your level and change your stat. So increase your level by one when you've hit those benchmark goals, and increase your primary or your secondary ability score. So by the time you're done, you should have increased your primary and your secondary ability score by 4 points each. Now that's about, if you think about it, that's about what you're going to increase your stat in 20 levels of playing D&D. You're going to have your stat increases, and you're going to have about that same sort of, 4-point swing. Now, 4 points is a lot. It's a big deal. So I want your goals to represent a big change. Like that's why we're breaking it down into benchmarks. So you have small goals along the way, but set your improvement goal as something pretty big. So if, for example, you were a bard playing the guitar and your SMART goal was, I want to learn to play, you know, 5 songs over the next 6 months proficiently, then you would say, okay, well, the first benchmark is going to be, okay, I've like mastered the first song, the second song, the third song, and the fifth song would be your benchmark goals or whatever. And that's a pretty big goal. You have to learn how to play. Your habit tracking is going to be practicing. Obviously, you know, maybe it's just practicing for 10 minutes a day. Another habit might be learning to read sheet music or learning to read tablature. However you set them up and you follow your habits, just remember those benchmarks should be more quickly attainable things leading to this big goal. What represents 4 points of an ability increase to you? It's going to be different for every person. And that's the beauty of it. Like, you don't have to measure your progress with somebody else's ability. You're just measuring it against yourself. You are creating yourself as a hero. What does your +4 increase to intelligence or strength or whatever look like? Not what does somebody else's look like. You don't need to compare it. You don't need to say, hey, for me, in order to get, you know, a 18 strength, I have to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, you don't need to do that. That's unrealistic. It's improbable for most people. So don't set yourself up for failure. Set yourself up for success. Create SMART goals that are achievable. Celebrate your benchmarks along the way by increasing the statistics, the abilities on your character sheet, increasing your level. So really for us, it's going to be like, okay, yeah, I've gained 4 levels. I've gained 4 ability points in 2 different stats. Obviously, it's a little bit different than the way D&D works, but it is going to be a way to sort of hack your system and hack your dopamine response system by gamifying self-improvement. And that's exactly what I'm trying to help you do here, is find a way to get that same high that you get, that same mental high that you get when you're playing D&D and leveling up your character and becoming better. Translate that to your own life and have something that you can see your progress along the way and see yourself growing into this heroic persona that you've created yourself. That's the whole point here. So please download your character sheet or follow along on pen and paper. Get ready for the upcoming episodes. We're delving into Fighter First. We've talked about that a lot on this episode. It's an easy one to start with because the concepts are something that we all sort of, I think, have a good idea about what a fighter would look like in real life. And so we're going to start there, and I'm going to have that episode out very quickly after this one. Just be ready. Like I said, jump over to DungeonsDragonsPsychology.com. You can download the sheet there. It's also, there's a download link in the show notes of this episode. Get it downloaded, print it off, get your ability score set, and then follow along with the episode for the class you want to start leveling up in. Until next time, Psych, we'll see you next session.